Gordo, right now, is going to take the wireless mic out here in the big lobby. Come in, Gordo.
Thank you, Craig. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Okay. Where are you guys broadcasting from? I'm trying to see
like
you.
Like 5 feet away.
From okay, right now here. I see you. Yeah. Now I see you. You're within my line of sight. We'll talk to this gentleman here. What's your name, sir?
Rick.
What you doing, Rick?
I'm just here to watch a show and check out some of the items here at the office.
Sounds good. Sounds good. What you do for a living?
Well, I'm recently retired.
Oh, okay.
There you
Congratulations.
Go.
What kind of work did you do?
I was a commercial paint salesman.
Commercial paint salesman. Okay, George, go ahead.
How much Monroe Bisque did you get sold?
Bingo.
Got to do his stupid paint terms and everything.
No, that's not one of ours.
Oh, wrong company. Sorry. Killam Beige?
No.
No? Okay.
What company did you work for?
I worked for Kelly Moore Paint Company.
Okay. Peter Green?
Peter Green. I'm going to go to a doctor on that one. What's your name, ma'am?
Tony.
And are you with this guy?
Yes.
Okay. And how long you guys been together?
Oh, my goodness. almost 49 years.
Oh.
You ready for him to go back to work?
The married part is married part, 44.
45. Okay, but been together for 49 years.
That's her version of that, yeah.
Okay. And, did you guys procreate? Did you have offspring?
Yes, we did.
How many?
Two.
Two. And where are they now?
Yeah. They're local, Wiley and Northlake.
Any of them have any trouble with the law?
Not that I know of. day one, P1, though, I'm going to say that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You've been there
awesome.
Since the beginning?
All right.
Good. Well, glad you're here. Thank you for being here. All right, talk to this gentleman back here. What's your name, sir?
Dan.
Dan, we've talked to you before, haven't we, Dan?
In this room, yes.
Yeah, in this very room. And what kind of work are you avoiding this morning?
This is my second opportunity in this room to plug the Coppell Chronicle, my newsletter about all things Coppell.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. What's up in Coppell?
George still subscribes to that.
George is one of our favorite Coppell alums.
Yeah, I know. I remember he used to be in your newsletter quite a bit on that police blotter section that you had.
Isn't that the publication that they published a picture of George and I grand marshaling a parade or something, but they cut me out of the picture? And that's what started the whole thing.
The invisible muser, right?
Yeah.
So why aren't you writing and publishing today?
It's a weekly publication, so I've got time.
You don't have to do something
every day.
Was
it ever daily?
No, just weekly.
Okay. So you guys never had quite the success of being a daily.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, thank you, sir. What item are you most interested in here?
That original art from Watchmen.
Oh, so that's a, what is that? That's some movie?
It's a comic book that got turned into a movie.
I'm real comic book savvy here.
Some
They're totally
movie.
Different movie.
All right, head back here. What's your name? Oh, you work here.
I work here.
Yeah. You like George?
I do like George.
Well, that's good.
How you doing, sir?
Good, you?
Doing well. What's your story?
Just heard you had free breakfast burritos.
He's just here for the burritos.
I came to see the Martin Guitars. I guess I got here a little late.
Oh, yeah, Martin Guitars. They were around here. Are you a collector?
I've got a few.
What's your...
More your style. I mean, not the...
Not the really...
Not the five-figure stuff, but... Or six-figure stuff.
What's your nicest guitar?
I've got a... I have to say the one my wife got me in probably 90... One, it's a DM, but it's got a great sound and good patina now.
And and do you play around town, or are you just a guy?
No, I just feel at home.
Yeah, sound like you have a lot of energy.
Had some coffee.
Your son what plays around town?
Yeah, my son Gakes. He plays drums for some local bands.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You want to plug the bands?
You ever heard of George's Bird Dogs band?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen them, but...
Yeah, you hadn't missed much.
Most people haven't, but he's trying to change that.
Plug your son's bands. Who does he play for?
Connor Lawrence, and he plays with some obscure band. I don't know.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good plug there.
Let's keep him even more obscure.
But I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know the name. Dad's always pretty drunk when he goes see son play.
Those are obscure.
And this is Erica. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Now, you guys signed her shirt. I already signed your shirt. You have like an original ticket shirt from probably year one that you got us all to sign.
I did. Now I have to frame it.
And how old are you, Erica?
I am 48.
48. So you probably could have listened to us back in early days.
I did. Like late 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And who is your favorite on the station of all time, like going way back, even guys who aren't here?
It's you and Corby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. So she likes guys with dark senses of humor.
Yes. I love the rant.
Good. Well, I'm glad to finally meet you, because I signed a shirt for you when you weren't here.
Yes.
I signed it. You have a friend that works here, right?
I do, Scott.
And Scott got me to sign a shirt for you because you were undergoing some, was it chemo at the time?
Yes, still am going through chemo.
Okay. And it's a brain thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I have glioblastoma. Yes, it's terminal brain cancer.
Mm. Mm. But yet that explains why you like me and Corby the most, because there's a certain derangement to liking me and Corby, correct?
You have to have terminal brain cancer to like Gordo.
Put that on the promo.
Yeah.
Make that a bumper sticker.
Well, we thank you for being here, Erica. Erica. We also thank you. I'm glad you got Georgie and Craig to sign that shirt, too. That's quite an item.
Yes, it's a trifecta now.
Okay, and you want to give a shout-out to anyone?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Krista, who I know is working, because she is like, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're here, because she wanted to be here with me, too. But she has to actually work her job.
She does. Okay, well, I'm glad you're here, and thanks for being here. And thank you all for being here, because we had quite a crowd here.
Yeah, boy, look at this.
Thank you. Amazing. Nice applause there. Nice applause. Kind of mediocre applause, to be quite honest, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Not a lot of energy. I'm going to throw it back to George and Craig at the broadcast table.
Okay, you don't have to be that formal about it.
Oh, okay.